Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
Taylor Swift was born in 1989 in Pennsylvania, USA. Her father was a stockbroker and her mother a marketing executive. Her mother named her after the singer and songwriter James Taylor and ensured to have music and art in her children's lives, taking them to Broadway in New York for singing and acting lessons. Inspired by Shania Twain and Faith Hill, she took up country music and began to play in small local venues. Her family supported her dreams, but there would be blocks ahead.
I was 11 and I had this demo CD of me singing karaoke music and was like, walked into every major record label and was like, hey, I'm Taylor, I'm 11, I want a record deal, call me, which, didn't really pan out, but I went back home and I think that's when I realized that I needed to be different. They see that sort of thing every single day.
Right.
So that's when I picked up a 12-string guitar and started playing and writing my own music. And, you know, I've written a lot of songs so far and every song on this album. So I'm so excited about this because songwriting really changed my life and the way that my career went.
At the age of 12, a computer repairman and local musician, Ronnie Creamer, taught her to play guitar and helped her with her first song, Lucky You. In 2003, Swift modeled for Abercrombie & Fitch as part of their Rising Stars campaign and had an original song included on a Maybelline compilation CD. After performing original songs at an RCA Records showcase, the 13-year-old Swift was given an artist development deal and began making frequent trips to Nashville with her mother. To help Swift break into the country music scene, her family moved to Nashville when she was 14 years old. Although under contract with RCA Records, she had to wait to the age of 18 to make her debut. But she caught the eye of former DreamWorks executive Scott Borchetta, who started his own label, Big Machine Records. And her debut self-titled album was released in 2006. In order to promote the first single, her mother would help her package CDs for radio stations sitting on the floor because there wasn't enough furniture at Big Machine Records. Her second album, Fearless, earned her a Grammy. Her win at the VMAs that year had controversy when Kanye West interrupted her to say that Beyoncé should have won.
Lucky you.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
But Swift wasn't gonna let that stop her. She continued to win awards for the album. The following years showed Swift rising even higher with the release of her albums Speak Now and Red, and singles like We Are Never Getting Back Together, which moved her from success to success. But it was in 2014 when Swift released 1989, an album of all pop songs. It had the songs Shake It Off, Bad Blood, and Blank Space. It was a year in which Swift dominated.
Are you at all worried that you will lose some of the country fans?
I am not worried about that. I'm really in touch with my fans and I know what they like. What my fans in general were afraid of was that I would start making pop music and I would stop writing smart lyrics, or I would stop writing emotional lyrics. And when they heard the new music, they realized that that wasn't the case at all.
But in 2018, a twist of fate happened. Her former ally, Scott Borchetta, sold Big Machine for $300 million and all her songs with it.
And so you didn't see it coming?
No.
So how did you find out?
I found out when it was online, like when it hit the news.
Nobody in your inner circle
knew.
And you didn't smell it?
No. I knew he would sell my music. I knew he would do that. I couldn't believe who he sold it to, because we've had endless conversations about Scooter Braun, and he has 300 million reasons to conveniently forget those conversations.
Now, could you re-record?
Oh, yeah.
Might you do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
And re-record she did. beating her own albums in the process, calling them Taylor's version, and gaining controls over her songs again. That's gotta give you some kind of reputation. And it only grew. In 2023, her Eras Tour became the highest-grossing tour and concert film of all time. Taylor Swift is truly fearless. And when things don't go all too well, she knows how to shake it off.
I'm still someone who is the first to apologize when I'm wrong. And I think I'm better at standing up for myself when I've been wronged. So that's something that I think also comes with growing up.